First Baptist Church on this snowy Sunday. We're so glad you're here. We especially welcome those of you who may be visiting with us for the first time or for the first time in a long time. We are especially glad you're here, and we hope you find yourselves at home here. We invite all of you this morning, whether you are visiting or have been coming here for a long time, to fill out one of the connection cards inside your bulletin and drop that in the plate later this morning. You can also take a look at the various announcements in your church bulletin insert and see what's going on around here at First Baptist Church. One thing I want to make sure you know, and this is the last Sunday you get to hear about this, is that we are putting together a new church photo directory, and we want you to be in it. So if you haven't signed up for a slot, there are still a few left, and we hope that you will sign up. We have pictures that are going to be taken on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. You are a part of this church family, and we want you in our family picture album. So you can look for the sign up after worship this morning. You can also do it online in the next couple of days. This morning's worship service is special, as every worship is, but this one is particularly special because it has been co-planned and will be co-led by a group of people who are getting ready to travel to Nicaragua to work with our mission partners there in a community called Tierra Blanca. And we're very excited with them and for them, and you will get to hear a little bit more about that in this service. This is the day the Lord has made. This is the moment the Lord has made. This is the people the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us open our hearts to all that God seeks to give. Let us worship.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day you have blessed us with. We are so grateful for all that you have given us, and we hope to give to others as you have given. Help us to remember what is truly important and to serve you faithfully, so that all we do may glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Good to sing praises to our God. A song of praise is fitting.
Lord, builds up the people of God.
The Lord heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds.
The Lord returns the number of his heart and gives to all of them their names.
Great is our Lord and abundant in power, whose understanding is beyond measure.
The Lord builds up the downtrodden, but casts the wicked.
Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving.
The Lord takes pleasure in the faithful, in those who hope in the Lord's steadfast love. Praise the Lord.
The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He does not faint or grow weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the faint and strength to the powerless. Even youths, you faint and be weary, and the young, you fall exhausted. But those who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray together. Merciful God, today, as always, we bring all manner of needs and longings and feelings to this hour. Some in this room are weary. Grant them rest of body and soul. Some are discouraged or sad. Grant them solace and strength to press on. Some are haunted by guilt. Awaken them to the truth of their forgiveness. Some are simply overwhelmed. Help them to do what is theirs to do and to trust your loving provisions. And all of us bring countless reasons to be thankful. Make us wise to give expression to our thanks in how we live and how we share the blessing. O God, whatever we brought to this hour, may we know ourselves enfolded in your good purpose for us. Draw us nearer to yourself and help us always to live in the light. Across the world, this very day, this very moment, the suffering of many is horrendous. We pray for the desperately poor, for those who are being physically or emotionally abused, for victims of human trafficking, for people everywhere who are persecuted for their convictions or simply for being who they are. Help us to be people whom your love can use to make the world kinder and brighter and more just. We name these people before you now. For Marilyn Marsh and all the loved ones of Ed Marsh. For John Reed. For Stacy. For Juanita Dieterle. For the family and friends of Mwosa and Elias. For the Prosser family, for Barb, Kim and Jason Weaver, the family of Sylvia Rochi, Valerie Nebbia, David, Claudio Lima, Matt N., and David Clark. And now we offer the unspoken prayers of our hearts. And now lift up our hearts. Lift them up to love you and serve you and to love each other in the real choices that we make this very day and all of our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Please stand if you are able. This is our gospel reading this morning. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and he went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Run forward for time as children with Zan. Can you close your eyes? Can you all close your eyes? Close them real tight. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. I got a surprise for you. Close them quick. Hey, guys. Okay, at the count of three, you can open your eyes for 5 seconds, and I'm going to say close your eyes again. Are you ready? 1, 2, 3, open. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, close them. Good job. Okay, who can tell me, keeping your eyes closed, can you shout out something? I'll say your name, and then you tell me something you saw in that basket. Eve, what did you see? Ooh, a flower. Okay, what else did we see? Alexandra? A towel. All right. Emmanuel? A loofah. Ooh, maybe a flower-looking loofah. Yes, let's see. What else? Asher?
Toothpaste.
Yeah. Good. What else did you see? What'd you see? A bag. That's an important part. A bag. Okay, good. Was there anything else we saw on that? Katerina? A toothbrush? A flower? Okay, Piper?
A towel.
A towel. Annie, what'd you see? A basket. Caroline, what'd you see?
Toothpaste.
Okay, so you guys are quick. Let's look at all of these things we have here. There's all kinds of things in this basket. There's a loofah that looks like a flower. There's soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste, towel. You guys were on. A comb. So today, the comb was kind of hidden. That was tricky. Yeah, so here's what I want to talk to you about today. We're talking about going to Nicaragua. Nicaragua. There's a whole team who is going to Nicaragua. And one of the things we're going to do is we get to hang out with kids, which if you know me, that's one of my favorite things to do. We get to hang out with kids, and we get to talk about something with the kids that we talk about with you too. Let's see if you can answer this quiz question. What can you do with your hands to not get sick? Alice, what can we do? We can wash them. We can wash our hands. So we practice that, and there's signs in all the bathrooms, because turns out we need to be reminded how to wash our hands really well. We get them wet. We get really soapy, sudsy. We get them through our fingers. Can you do that? Do it through your fingers. Oh, get it everywhere. Get it everywhere. Good, good. And then you rinse them, then you dry them real good. Washing hands is really important. We're learning that here, too, in our country, that it's really important to wash our hands so that other people don't get sick. So we are going to bring wash kits. We're going to fill Ziploc bags with all of these things. And then when the team goes to Nicaragua, we're going to talk with the kids about ways to wash their hands and brush their teeth. And then we're going to have these gifts to give them. We're going to have these gifts to give them that are going to be filled with all these things. So we need your help, and we need all of their help too. We have a giving tree out in the hallway with little tags of things to bring in, like toothbrushes or towels or loofahs that look like flowers. And then we're going to, in 2 weeks, the kids, all of you, are going to help make bags as gifts for the kids to help to remember to wash their hands and how to wash their hands. Because like us, they need to be reminded and to learn those skills too. And we help by providing the things you need to do a good job. Okay? So, I want to teach you, let's wash our hands in Spanish. Can you say, lávate? Las manos. Let's say it. I'll say it one more time, then you say it. I'll say it all together. Lávate las manos. Good. Let's pray. And let's. Since we're talking about our hands, can you put your hands way above your head? If you want to wiggle them while we pray, you just go right ahead and do that. Will you repeat after me? Dear God, thank you for our hands. Thank you for all the hands in Nicaragua. Help us be generous. Help us honor you. Help us love our neighbors as ourselves. Amen. Now, you guys are going to stay here because something different than normal. We're going to invite the team to come up, and you are going to be here to help us bless them, commission them.
So everyone here who's on the Tierra Blanca team, come forward. Well, I'll explain a couple of things. So we have a great team of nine who are going, who are not all here this morning. Macaulay Rybar is out of town. Ethan Wright is also on the team and is out of the country. And Ethan's girlfriend, LD Pagoda, is also on the team. I was supposed to be on this team, but will not be going because of health issues. However, Zan and Marissa have really stepped up to be the team leaders and coordinators for this trip. So now I get to be with you, the people who kind of hold the fort down here and are still a part of this journey, even though we are not the ones who are actually physically traveling there. What does that mean, that we're part of this even though we're not going? It means several things. It means we bless them. It means we pray for them. We pray for the workers at Amos, our mission partner, and we pray for the people in the community where they're going to work in Tierra Blanca. And it also means that we support in other ways, whether helping put together these awesome wash kits, which the kids absolutely love, or giving financially, which we'll have an opportunity to do later this morning. And then it means when they return, we receive them with open hearts and eager minds to learn all that they have to share, which will help us all think about ministry and mission going forward here. So, team, kids, could you extend your hands that we just talked about towards the team members as a sign of our blessing? Church, you can also extend a hand or two to the team, and let's join together in saying these words of blessing on them. We covenant with you and before God to pray for you while you are away, to listen to your stories and ideas when you return, and to participate with you in God's mission in the days ahead. Amen. Do you want the kids to stay up here for the song, too? For our middle song, we're going to sing a song in Spanish that's very easy, especially because many of you already know it. We sing it almost every time we talk about Nicaragua. It's a praise song. If you've been to Nicaragua, you've definitely sung this a number of times. We're only going to sing it in Spanish, but you can see the English translation there. Let me just have you repeat the words after me, just the words without the song. Alabaré. Alabaré. Alabaré a mi Señor. Juan dio el número de los redimidos y todos alababan al Señor. Unos oraban, otros cantaban y todos alababan al Señor. You guys are awesome. Now we're going to sing it, and we'll sing it two times all the way through. So if the first time it feels weird or unfamiliar, the second time you're going to love it. And regardless of getting the words right or not, that really doesn't matter. What matters is getting the praise right and that God understands our hearts, our songs, and our praise. So those of you who know it, definitely help us sing it. All right, here we go.
Alabaré, 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 alab
That was wonderful. Thank you for your flexibility and your open hearts. Will you pray with me? Lord, open our hearts as wide as possible. Open our minds to the mind of Christ. Help us be attentive to your Spirit in this moment and in all moments. Amen. A little more than 3 weeks ago, after many months of planning and preparing, renovation work on our house finally began. We had looked forward to this for so long, the day when all of our dreams for our home would finally start taking shape. But here was the startling thing. When we came home that first night, what we saw was not construction, but destruction. We had known, of course, that the first step in this process was going to be demolition. They kept calling it Demo Day, which made it sound like a lot better. So it was really a surprise when it actually happened and it actually was demolition and not some exciting demo. We left that morning with our house all intact, and we came back that night and it looked like half our house was just gone and a bunch of junk was in its place. At the same time, something new stood in our front yard. It's the sign for the contractors who are doing our renovation. Their name is Forward. So while the backyard bore witness to destruction underway, the front yard proclaimed to the whole neighborhood, Forward. And this is how things have continued to go since then. There will be a fast, messy, disorienting demolition, followed by slow, methodical construction. And every morning, that sign stands out there saying, Forward, forward. A constant reminder to me that sometimes moving forward involves first looking back at what needs to be torn down. Moving forward sometimes involves demolishing and clearing in order to build. Of course, this is not true only of construction projects. Our culture is one that places a lot of value on relentless upward progress. So there's this sense that we should only ever move up and up and up and up in life, always only looking ahead, always determined only to be more and more successful, always happier and happier still, each year another chance to have our best year yet. Our cultural values of success and progress make little room for focusing on demolition or clearing or setbacks, disappointments, inevitable declines. The prophet Isaiah, speaking to a people in exile, knew a thing or two about the life of faith in the midst of destruction. In the gorgeous bit of prophetic poetry we heard a little bit ago, the promises of God offer to lift us forward no matter where we are on the spiritual path. Have you not known? The prophet asks. Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. God does not faint or grow weary. God's understanding is unsearchable. God gives power to the faint and strengthens the powerless. Even young people will faint and be weary. Even the young will fall exhausted. But those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Did you notice that the promise does not end up in the sky with the eagles, but down on the ground with the people who are just struggling to put one foot in front of the other? It's an interesting little reversal, because we might expect or want the poem to end on a high note, building the promise, going along with the narrative we prefer of only ever up and up. So we would start with people who hope in the Lord can walk and not faint, and then they will run and not be weary, and then they will fly like the eagles. But the prophet flips it. He starts with flying and ends with walking. He knows that over time, we wear out. He knows that even the young among us get exhausted. And as much as we might like to soar with the eagles, the truth is we get worn out. We get worn down. Our energy fails. Even our faith may falter. We can't always fly. We don't always have that choice. It may not be the time. But we can keep putting one foot in front of the other. We can keep trusting that a powerful, loving, limitless, creative God will supply the power, the strength, the energy, the love we need for wherever our journey takes us. In a little less than 3 weeks, our Tierra Blanca mission team will be going on a journey of their own to Nicaragua to work with our mission partner, Amos Health and Hope. The work of Amos in the poorest communities of Nicaragua over these past 10 years has not been a work of relentless upward progress. Trying to meet enormous human need with limited material resources, their work is about, first of all, building relationships in order to build together a future of health and hope. This work of relationship building, of community building, of hope building, of health building, this work is slow work. It involves setbacks. It involves disappointments, including in our beloved community of La Danta, which is where we usually go. There have been setbacks that made it not possible for us to work with them this year. The work continues, just not always in a linear, upward way. But the work moves forward, step by step, sometimes with a little work of demolition or clearing, but still forward by God's grace. Every now and then, the work in Nicaragua involves doing stuff that feels like soaring on wings like eagles. But mostly, it's a lot of walking. A lot of walking. When this mission team goes to Tierra Blanca later this month, they will literally be walking side by side over rough terrain, sometimes for hours, to partner with people there in the work of community health and community empowerment. This morning, we have a chance to walk with a few of them. A few members of our team want to share with you their testimony about moving forward in faith to participate in this mission.
So I'm excited to be going on this journey to Nicaragua with those who have gone multiple times and with those of us who are going for the first time, like Kathy and me. Kathy is one of my dear friends, and our kids are school friends, and we have gone on many trips together, one of which was to Washington, D.C. with two vanloads of people from our church to the Women's March last January. We also went on a trip to Guatemala together that is similar to the one we'll be going on at the end of this month. And so we wanted to share with you a little bit about that experience and how that leads us and brings us hopes for this trip to Nicaragua.
Good morning, and thank you for having me. I'm visiting from Grace Bible Church here in Ann Arbor, and I'm thrilled to be joining the Tierra Blanca mission team. As Zan mentioned, I have traveled with several of the team members before and look forward to getting to know the remainder of the team as we prepare for our service adventure. Stacy mentioned our culture's obsession with relentless upward progress, the sense that our lives should always be growing happier and more successful. And I would add that for a 21st century American mom, the cultural obsession includes managing a laundry list of tasks at once, all executed perfectly with time-saving efficiency. This is the lens through which I often see my role. This is the lens I brought with me to Guatemala. But as our Habitat for Humanity team arrived on our worksite, it became evident that we needed to leave our first world perceptions and assumptions behind. There was no electricity, which meant no power tools or equipment that would help us build this home better, faster, and more efficiently, in line with our U.S. cultural norms. Everything had to be done by hand, from cutting and assembling columns of rebar to mixing and pouring cement. This felt strange and slow and frustrating at times, but in the end, it was beautiful. A beautiful reminder that God's plan is perfect and never claimed to be first world. A beautiful opportunity to come together as a team and build relationship while doing hard work. And a beautiful gift to gain knowledge and respect for the geographic and economic challenges that face developing countries. We just heard from the book of Isaiah about the strength God gives us to persevere. Martin Luther King Jr. echoed Isaiah 40:31 when he implored college students to continue to fight for justice, saying, "If you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But whatever you do, you have to keep moving forward." I am thankful for the opportunity to serve those in need in Nicaragua. My prayer is that each of us, whether we fly, run, walk, or crawl, that we each seek opportunities to move forward the light and love of our Creator.
So Kathy and I are a lot alike. I'm type A as well. I like clear expectations, a good plan, a successful implementation of said plan. I love achieving the goal. So mission trips, like the one we're about to embark on, can be, as a result, both, as Kathy said, frustrating and also incredibly rewarding. I remember times of frustration as I wondered, how could I have been better prepared? How could I have prevented these blisters? Could we have been more efficient, more effective at our work? Am I seeing things only through my North American lens? Who is God calling me to be? We kept putting one foot in front of the other. And I also found many moments rewarding. The joy in the kids' eyes as you bop a balloon back and forth to one another, the meaningful conversations with fellow team members as we worked really hard together, and seeing the team accomplish big things that we never imagined we could by working together. And the times when I did my best and we did our best to understand each other
with limited shared language and a lot of hand motions. It is ultimately in these relational moments where the most rewarding work comes. During our week in Guatemala, I was trying to connect with our mason, Don Mario. We were working hard when a bachata song came on. And I thought, oh, I know, I'll ask him a question. So I thought for about a good 10 minutes to make sure I had this question right in my head. I wondered if Don Mario liked to dance. So I'm working that through, and I finally build up the confidence to ask the question. So very confidently in Spanish, I ask him, do you like to dance? And it gets very quiet. Everybody who speaks Spanish is silent. Don Mario looks at me, and I look at him, and I start to feel a bit nervous. The translator says to me, did you just mean to ask him, would you like to dance? Turns out that's what I had done. I had just asked him if he would like to dance at that moment, instead of asking him if he likes to dance. They're different. We all laughed. Being in relationship with others is putting one foot in front of the other, and also what it feels like to soar on eagle's wings. When Marissa and I spoke earlier this week with one of the staff members from Nicaragua, Gilmer, he said to us, when you come, this will be God blessing us. When you come, this will be God blessing us. And that is my prayer, our prayer together today, that the time in Nicaragua will be filled with moments of laughter, hard and good work, maybe some dancing, and new and deepened relationships. Because it is in these things that God does indeed bless us, all of us.
Walk with us to Tierra Blanca, Nicaragua, where we walk with the strength only God can give us. Not everything is expected, not everything is understood, not everything is perfect, but it is real. Through this strength, we transcend cultural differences, transcend language, and transcend the boundaries often set for us in our daily first world lives. Walk with us to Tierra Blanca, Nicaragua, where we walk together, simply and powerfully. In just over 2 short weeks, we will walk together for the work of Amos and the health of the people of Tierra Blanca. This trip, I will walk together with 5 people for whom this will be their first trip through Amos, and I will walk together with 4 people for whom this will be their 3rd, or like me, their 4th trip. We'll walk together to various houses in the rural community each day to help install 35 water filters for people who don't have clean water and don't know anything from that. We'll help the community members repair the roof of their health clinic, and we'll lead the kids in activities that teach them about health and hygiene. We walk together to Tierra Blanca in pursuit of justice and equity, in seeking to create change. About 2 years ago, one of the most strenuous mornings of my life began eating breakfast together in the community of La Danta with our mission team of 10. Our team split up and began walking to check on some of the community members' water filters to be sure they were functioning properly. Anjali, Lester, and I went walking with our guide from La Danta up into the hills. After we crossed the bamboo bridge that stretched over the river, we walked up hills of thick, wet mud, through fields of grass spotted with holes, through pathways of rocks, and up more hills of grass. The terrain was varied, and the sun was hot, and 20 minutes, well, quickly, well, slowly, turned into 2 hours. And then we stopped for a water break, and together we sat down and looked at how far we'd come. The landscape so vast and green, sprinkled with bright yellow trees, white clouds outstretched over a blue sky overhead. Together, we saw how far we still had to go. to get to a house, a family, toward the community's health and well-being. And in that moment, that pause from walking together, together we saw our strength beyond ourselves. We saw beauty, and we were at peace. We walk together for peace in our world, and for the peace that service to others brings. This trip, we walk together for Stacy. I have never known a mission trip without her. She radiates light and emanates community wherever she goes, and I know she'll be walking with us. She is walking with us in every step we take. We walk together to support each other on our journeys moving forward. Together, we can look at how far we've come and how far we still have to go. Together, we can see strength beyond ourselves. We can see beauty, and we can be at peace. More than ever before, we are a community here and now. Take that feeling of community, seek it further, and embrace it fully. We walk together in laughter, tears, prayer, and communion. In being, we walk together in radical hospitality and radical generosity, in welcoming and affirming, in connecting. Walk with us in mind and spirit to Tierra Blanca, Nicaragua. We invite you to walk with us, to share in our experiences, and reap the rewards of our community. Reflect with us in gratitude for what we have. Join us in purposeful action. Seize with us the opportunity to help transform our world. And we will all walk together in our shared strength to bear witness to God's limitless love. Will you walk with us?
The 9 people going to Tierra Blanca will be stepping out on faith, trusting God's limitless love and power to give them all they need to do what they're called to do. And they go with our love and our blessings and our prayers. But this journey is, the journey of faith is for all of us, not just the 9 who go to another place. So the question is, what about you? What about us? Our call is not to an always happier, more successful, more together version of ourselves. Our call is still to faith, to hope, to love. Maybe it's your time to fly. Maybe it's your time to run. Maybe it's your time to walk or even crawl. Whatever time this is for you, the power of God is there for you. God will give you what you need for whatever you face. Each step forward can be a prayer. Each step forward, no matter how scary or painful or slow, can be an act of trust. Each step forward can become a connection to God's grace, to God's love. Have you not known? Have you not heard?
Those who hope in the Lord shall renew their strength.
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
They shall run and not be weary.
They shall walk and not faint. Amen.
Amen.
As we are called forward on the path of faith, we are called, invited, to offer what we have to the God who gives us everything we need. Right now we have an opportunity to make an offering as a symbol of that larger offering. This offering right now that we make is for the
ongoing ministry of this church, the ongoing walk of faith and hope and love in our world. There will be a different opportunity later this morning for specific offering for the work you've been hearing about. Whatever you give, give with love, give with faith.
Spirit of God, you are upon.
This is the table of grace, where we find our hope, our health, and our wholeness. This is the feast of love, and everyone is invited to receive these gifts of God's love. We make ourselves ready to receive by offering our prayers. Will you pray with me? Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners. That proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Glory to God. Amen. Will you stand with me? As beloved and forgiven and reconciled children of God, let us offer one another signs of peace and reconciliation. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's continue together in prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. God brought all things into being and called them good. From the dust of the earth, God formed us in his image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, God's love remained steadfast. In love, God gave us his only Son, Jesus Christ. By his suffering, death, and resurrection, God gave birth to the church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and by the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, Jesus took bread. He blessed it. He broke it. He gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
Thank you.
body of Christ, the bread of heaven.
In the same way, after the meal, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to his disciples and said, "This is the new covenant in my blood, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Take, drink this, all of you, in remembrance of me." Blood of Christ, the cup of salvation. Let us pray. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world until Christ comes in final victory and we feast together at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen.
On Communion Sundays, is our custom to receive a special offering we call the fellowship offering. We receive this offering to help with particular community needs, critical needs, or other concrete needs in our community, or with or for special missional purposes. This morning, our fellowship offering will be going to help the projects that the Tierra Blanca mission team will be working on with Amos and with the community of Tierra Blanca. Water filters for 35 families there, as well as construction work on the health clinic. $100 provides what's needed for a water filter for a family to have clean water for at least 10 years. So they're attempting to raise $4,500 to get the 35 water filters and the equipment, resources, materials needed for construction on the health clinic. There are offering plates at either door on your way out, or there's information in your bulletin if you would like to give in another way, online or otherwise. Let's support their work and the work of hope in Nicaragua. Now we stand together and sing our hymn of fellowship.
Gracious.